97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Excited for our next guest, John Morris, Baylor play-by-play voice on the Smart Rain guest line. Kind enough to carve out a few moments for us. A lot of storylines with Baylor in regards to Utah and BYU. Charlie Brewer are going to play quarterback at the University of Utah. And, of course, BYU taking on Baylor. So, John, kind enough to join us. How are you, sir?
Hey, John.
Scott, hey, it's great to be on with you guys. There are a lot of storylines for us to talk about in July, aren't there?
Well, let's and Dave Aranda, former defensive coordinator at Utah State as well. So let's talk about his crew and expectations for year number two with Dave Aranda. How is this team expected to fare this season?
You know, I think much better. I felt so bad for Dave last year because it was his first year as a head coach anywhere. And look at what he had to go through. He had no spring practice, had all the COVID protocols. He was getting to know his players by Zoom. You know, that's not how you want to get to know your team. And then their parents the same way. So he was really, you know, fighting with one arm or maybe both arms tied behind his back last year, and Baylor went 2-7. But I think this year you're going to see a much more representative Baylor product on the field and a Dave Aranda coach team. They've been through spring. They've been through a full summer now. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a much better season for Baylor, a much better product for the Bears this year.
Well, let me tell you, you've got two brilliant coaches coming your way. I was able to get to know Jeff Grimes and Coach Mateos really well while they were here with BYU. And those are two brilliant offensive front minds. I'm interested to know from your point of view, what are fans' expectations? What are Baylor's expectations? What are your expectations of the change Grimes can bring to this Baylor offense?
Yeah, and you don't have to tell me about those guys. In just a short time of them being here in Waco, man, are they impressive. So I think Baylor is really fortunate to have Coach Grimes here as the OC and Coach Mateos here as our offensive line coach. And you know, quite honestly, those are, you know, areas that need to be better for Baylor this year, for the team to be better. Baylor was very, very pedestrian offensively last year and just never seemed to get into a real rhythm, a real groove offensively. And you mentioned Charlie Brewer, who's there at Utah. I don't blame Charlie one bit. I mean, Charlie was doing what the coaches were asking him to do. It just didn't work, you know, for whatever reason. And credit Dave Aranda, even after that year, that first year, he made wholesale changes on his offensive staff. I think he saw that often also and knew he needed to make changes. So that's how Coach Grimes and Coach Mateos got here. Expectations you ask about, I think Baylor is and Baylor fans are just really excited about having some punch in the offense this year. And our defense returns 8 or 9 starters, so I think it's going to be very, very solid. They just need an offense that can move the ball, possess the ball, and get some points on the board to match the way the defense is expected to play.
You mentioned Charlie Brewer. What kind of quarterback is the University of Utah getting? And were Baylor fans surprised that he decided to transfer away?
Well, they're getting a great guy, number one. I love Charlie Brewer. Hated to see him go, but I sure understood. I think he just needed a change of scenery, you know, and I'm glad he landed there. It seemed like a really good spot for him. Charlie is going to give Utah fans and everybody that watches them, he's going to give them everything he has. He plays really hard. He's very smart. Great family, you know, family history. I'm sure you guys know that, you know, at the quarterback position. And Charlie fits right in line with that. So I wish him nothing but the best. I wish he was still here with us. But, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, he's moved on. And I hope he does well for the Utes this year.
How tough is this Big 12 conference going to be this year?
I think really tough. I mean, you started the top couple of top 10 teams, Oklahoma and Iowa State. Everybody's picking them 1 and 2. And then beyond that, it seems like, and we just did our Big 12 Media Days last week, it seems like there's kind of a jumble from 3 to 9. You know, Texas is up there. How good's TCU? You know, Texas Tech, what about them? And that's Coach Matt Wells, who was at Utah State and did so well there. So it's kind of a jumble there, and I'm afraid people have Kansas, you know, pegged in at number 10 this season with a coaching change. But I think the league, really top to bottom, or maybe 1 through 9, is going to be really, really good and really competitive to the point that it'd be hard to predict, you know, outcomes of games until we get going.
So anybody that's followed the career of Dave Aranda knows that great defense seems to follow him wherever he goes. Talk about this Baylor defense and what you expect out of them.
Really good. As I said, 8 or 9 starters back, and they were very much the heart and soul of the team last year. Any success we had, and it was only 2 wins, but we were in some other games, was due to the defense. Played Oklahoma, a team that won the league last year, and Lincoln Riley said that Baylor defense played OU as well as anybody did all season long. So there's a big guy that's a newcomer to the defensive front this year. He transferred from LSU to Baylor, one of those 6'4", 350-pound space heaters in the middle. His name is Apu Ika. And I'm really excited to see him play. I saw him a little bit in the spring and couldn't take my eyes off of him, really, because a guy like that just demands a double team, and that opens things up, you know, for the linebackers to come in behind him. So I think the defense is going to be very, very solid. You guys know Dave's, reputation as a defensive mind, and I think that's going to play out on the field this year.
You know, I look at BYU's defensive front. You know, you look at their front 7. You could look at their linebackers, and you could give their linebackers a good rating. The defensive line has a lot of question marks. I'm worried about teams that can come in and really move on the ground with a versatile running attack. Exactly what Jeff Grahams is able to put on the field. I'm curious, your front 5 offensively. Your offensive line, I've seen Jeff Grahams has been here in the state of Utah putting some offers on some of the best offensive linemen here. He knows there's some really good talent here. But I'm curious what you've got on the front 5, and as a running game, a running attack, do you have a double-headed monster back there, or what is your run game potentially going to look like? Because I think that could really play in that game against BYU.
Yeah, good question, and you guys know better than I do that that's what Coach Grimes and Coach Mateos want to do, you know, with that wide zone. So you start with the offensive line. They're putting a lot of stock in that. I'll tell you this, our numbers are much better, just the numbers in the offensive line and the defensive line this year than it was last year, and so that's a good sign. I think they can build some depth there. It was fun to watch through the spring. They really cross-trained these guys more than I've ever seen before. You know, for instance, Connor Galvin is probably our best offensive lineman. He's a left tackle, but on any given day, he could be at left guard or center or right guard or right tackle. You know, they just move those guys around, which is really good. They want to find the best 5 and put them out there and then find the next best 5 behind them to create depth. So, to answer your question, we need to be better in the offensive line, and I think we will be, and the depth will be significantly better. And we've got some running backs that are, for the most part, or a couple of them are coming off off-season injuries and surgeries. Craig Williams, Squirrel Williams, is coming back. And he was just starting to find himself last year. Tristan Ebner is back. He's an all-purpose guy that can flex out as a receiver if he needs to out of the backfield. But I think we've got some good talent guys. We've got to identify a quarterback. But for the offensive line, they will be much better this year than last year.
So, you know, when you were talking about that, I just pulled up some of the rushing numbers, and Baylor ranked 123rd in the country in 2.7 yards an attempt. Is that
that's not good.
Not good, and not to place blame, but is that it? Do you look at that offensive line and some of the issues there on that offensive line as the result of that, or was the running backs bear some brunt on that as well?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both. And then again, just the system wasn't working. You know, the offensive coordinator we had here last year, he just, you know, for whatever reason, it just didn't work. And again, we were very pedestrian, didn't scare anybody offensively, and that's tough in this league. There's a lot of high-powered offenses in this league. And, you know, if they can't do something, if they can't control the ball a little bit and control the clock, you know, at the very least, then you're in trouble. So That was a big part. I mean, you look at those numbers, and then you think 2-7, maybe maybe that's pretty accurate where we should have finished as we did last year.
It's going to be such a great storyline. I think this is going to be a great matchup, this Baylor-BYU game, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for them to come out there and fight their butts off. I want to get your thoughts. You were just talking about the Big 12 Media Day that you guys just had. How is Steve Sarkisian being received as the new coach of the Texas Longhorns?
Yeah, good question. Number one, it's Texas. So it's, a lot of attention around the University of Texas, especially after a coaching change. And you think, what does this guy have that maybe Tom Herman didn't have before him? He was, to me, he was very impressive in the media days. And I heard the general session that he had with all the writers, and then he sat down with us one-on-one for a few minutes. And to me, he's very impressive. Seems like he's very level-headed and knows what he's getting into. Stepping into that job at the University of Texas, I think you got to know what you're getting into there, the expectations of Longhorn fans. And, they've got all the resources in the world, and their fans know that, and they think, why can't we win at the highest level every year with all these resources? So you got to be able to handle that, and that's one of the things that struck me with Coach Sarkisian was he seems very level-headed. He just seems like he's the guy that can handle that kind of pressure on him.
I always think it's fascinating because I think we, on the outside looking in, and you'll see some of these local schools, snag some kids from Texas, and we're like, Texas is a hotbed. But I don't think we truly appreciate what the talent level is at the high school level in the state of Texas, where that state produces so many Division I athletes year in and year out. What's it like in that state with you got Baylor and Texas and Texas Tech and Texas A&M and everybody else that's fighting for recruits? I got to imagine recruiting is such a huge topic there day in and day out, pretty much, 365 a year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, every day of the year it is. And I'm biased, but I just think Texas high school football is the best. I think we've got outstanding high school coaches in this state. They are having right now the Texas High School Coaches Association convention is going on in San Antonio right now. And there are 13,000 coaches there. So, kind of match that against not just numbers, but match, quality there against any other state. And, there's 10 Division I schools in this state, too, and everybody else from around the country comes to Texas to recruit. So it is very fertile recruiting ground. I just can't say enough about the high school coaches in the state of Texas, here in Central Texas, and really all around. They are really, really good. And then you've got the talent base to pull from. That 7-on-7 has been really huge. Really, I think a lot of teams have changed their offenses since the advent of that 7-on-7, which takes place in the summers. So, yeah, very good talent here, and I think everybody knows it. Everybody comes into Texas to recruit.
Yeah, they do. Out of the top 20 top talent in the state of Texas, how many is Texas retaining? The state and the Division I programs there.
So the state, not just the University of Texas?
No, just the
okay,
entire
the whole state.
Yep.
Probably, and this is just going to be a guess on my part, probably half, maybe 10 to 12 of those 20.
Okay, so
that
a few
may
are still
be high,
leaving.
Maybe, what's that?
So a few are still leaving the state.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, again, everybody comes in here. But, our pitch here at Baylor is, hey, we're right here in the heart of Texas, and your family can come see you play. That's a big plus. And, there's some really good programs in the state of Texas trying to keep these guys at home.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Looking forward to chatting with you maybe a little closer to that BYU game. Good luck this year, and look forward to talking to you again here soon.
Great stuff.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's great to visit with you. We look forward to that game. I'm excited about it. I remember Baylor and BYU back in the mid-'80s. We had a couple of great games against each other then, early 80s, I think 83 and 84, or maybe 84 and 85. But I'm looking forward to this, and you guys come see us. What's your plans to come to Waco in October?
Well, I got to imagine. I mean, look, you got some great barbecue in Austin. I got to imagine the barbecue scene there in Waco has got to be pretty good as well.
Come on now. Now, why do you think there's only barbecue in Austin? we've got our share here. We could give you something to talk about barbecue wise.
I love it. We got to make it happen for sure. Thanks so much for your time.
We'll come see you, John.
Thanks, guys.